welcome to the CryptoZoo. I'm your CryptoZooKeeper Jay, and today we will be talking about the Silver Lake Serpent.
You heard about cryptids, but what do you know? Hear a little more on this here show. What are cryptids, and what do they do? Learn about cryptids at the CryptoZoo.
Perry is a small town in western New York, about 45 miles south of Rochester on the eastern border of Wyoming County. It's home to a tad less than 6,000 people, and of its 36.6 square mile area, 36.4 of it is land. And that 0.2 square miles of water is a thin little shallow body called Silver Lake. And in Silver Lake, some believe, resides a monster, predictably called the Silver Lake Serpent. Descriptions of the Silver Lake Serpent vary a bit, for reasons that will become clear by the end of this episode. Most agree that it is basically a sea serpent, with some witnesses saying that it's snake-like, while others claim that it appears more like a dragon. It's said to have green or gray scaly skin with yellow spots, and sports fins or plates on its back running all the way down its barrel-sized body to its flipper-like tail. Its mouth is full of teeth, and its glowing eyes are said to be saucer-sized and either blue or red, depending upon who you ask. Reports say it is anywhere from the length of a man to the length of a bus. It reportedly moves gracefully in the water, but is easily able to leap out of it to startle witnesses. Some claim it has horns on its head, while others say that it has more of a crown-like crest. It's also said to either hiss or roar, again depending upon who you ask. The Silver Lake Serpent is said to have its roots in Native American folklore. The Seneca Nation would tell tales of a monster that once inhabited Silver Lake, a slug-like creature that hated loud noises. It was said that any unnecessary din would attract the monster to the surface, and the loud person or persons would be dragged underwater. This caused the Seneca to enforce a strict silence rule while near the waters of the lake. This drought of sound ended when lightning struck the lake one day, driving the monster onto the land, where the brave Seneca warriors were able to best it. The silence ended there, and the Seneca could then be as loud and carefree as they wanted while near the lake. But if the locals are to be believed, the Silver Lake Serpent wasn't killed by the Seneca. It's been hiding out and hanging out in the lake for hundreds, if not thousands, of years. The first sighting of the Silver Lake Serpent occurred on the night of July 13th, a Friday the 13th, no less, in 1855. A group composed of four men and two boys rowed out into the lake to do some nighttime fishing. While paddling back to the dock at the end of their excursion, they all saw what they thought was a log floating in the water. As they rowed closer to it, the log rose out of the water and showed that it was not in fact a log, but a large dinosaur-like beast. The creature splashed out of the water near the boat a few times, and then, just as quickly as it appeared, it sank back into the water. The terrified fishermen swiftly made their way back to shore and reported what they had seen to the authorities. In the days and weeks that followed the initial encounter, several other sightings were reported. Soon enough, word had spread about the mysterious serpent in Silver Lake, and both professional investigators and amateur adventure seekers flooded the area. Local newspapers ran stories and caught national attention with almost daily updates about the beast. Expeditions were launched, both to study the creature and to capture or kill it, but all came up empty. The only thing full were the area's hotel rooms, which were packed with harpoon and gun-wielding monster hunters. But the serpent seemed to have just disappeared. So, what could the Silver Lake Serpent actually be? Well, this is where the story gets interesting. The Silver Lake Serpent is widely considered to be a confirmed hoax. Going into the summer of 1855, the Walker Hotel, owned and operated by one Artemus Bernard Walker, was on the verge of bankruptcy. So Walker came up with a brilliant idea to drum up tourism in the area. He created a monster. Inspired by the Seneca Nation folktales and the stories of the Loch Ness Monster from his home country of Scotland, Walker and a handful of friends/accomplices devised an ingenious contraption made of wire and waterproof canvas that they painted to look like a sea monster. This monster was then sunk to the bottom of the lake with weights and could be inflated by bellows on shore through a sunken hose, causing it to float to the top of the lake and break the surface of the water, where it could be controlled from the shore by ropes. The artificial beasts rose to heights of about 8 feet above the water, and the effect was even more grand than Artemis and his amateur effects team could have imagined. Basically, their little stunts scared the hell out of people, and packed the Walker Hotel, along with every other hotel in the region. The jig was up in 1857 when the Walker Hotel caught fire. In the attic of the burned-out building, authorities found the charred remains of Walker's homemade cryptid puppet. Walker freely admitted that he had planned the whole thing to attract visitors to the town and to boost the economy, and the mystery of the Silver Lake Monster was solved. Walker's admission of fraud didn't stop others from believing, though. In both the 20th and 21st centuries, expeditions into Silver Lake have been launched to try and find the monster, some with advanced sonar equipment and high-tech cameras. And while there has been some fascinating video of serpent-like figures captured in the deeps of the shallow lake, findings have not been conclusive. Crazily enough, noted skeptic Joe Nickel found himself fascinated with debunking the Silver Lake serpent case, but not the actual monster. Nickel was determined to debunk the hoax. Nickel believed that the monster mechanism was far too complex for the time and thought that the timeline between the fire and the reports didn't quite add up. He researched and uncovered evidence, but like the monster hunters themselves, nothing he found conclusively proved his thesis. Some also believe that, after the initial sighting, the visitors to the area were mistakenly attributing other animals, plant life, or aquatic debris to being the monster. This is bound to happen with popular cryptids, so it's entirely possible that this inflated the number of reported sightings. And then, there's our favorite theory, that the Silver Lake Serpent is an actual unknown sea serpent that has somehow survived without being captured and classified by science. A cryptid, albeit one that's living in the shadow of its own hoax. The Silver Lake Serpent does not have the same reputation outside of Perry as it does inside of it, but to this day, Perry celebrates the Silver Lake Serpent with music and sporting festivals. The city holds boat parades and art contests in the creature's honor. The image of the serpent is everywhere in town, even on the official seal, and the town motto is Home of the Silver Lake Serpent. The Pioneer Cabin and Museum has a collection of artifacts from the original bustle, including one of the harpoons used to hunt the beast and, reportedly, the actual bellows that were used to inflate it. As a community, Perry has fully embraced their cryptid, hoax or not. And, almost 200 years later, it's still drawing curiosity seekers to the tiny little burg. An interesting postscript to the Silver Lake Serpent saga is this. Every so often, the town will commission local artists to recreate the creature from 1855, and it is paraded through the streets and on the lake. In 1962, the papier-mâché likeness of the beast was stored away in a barn after the festival, and the barn burned down around it. In 1978, it happened again. And then, again, in 1980, 4 Silver Lake monsters, 4 fires. The townsfolk got out ahead of it for the 2020 parade. That creature puppet was purposely torched in a fire hit behind parade director Josh Rice's home. That time, it was a controlled burn. No barns were harmed that year. And that's about it for this episode of the Cryptozoo. If you enjoyed what you heard, please like, follow, subscribe, share, rate, review, and all that other stuff. You can find us on Facebook, so drop in there and say hi. We're also at thecryptozoo.com. That's thecrypto-zoo.com. And until next time, good night, sleep tight, and don't stop believing.
We love cryptids, big and small. We love cryptids, one and all. We love cryptids.